God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer. I want to welcome you to Leading from the Future and Not from Behind. I am your host, Anthony D. Shannon, Sr., the pastor of the Victory Church International, the apostolic teacher and educational director for the Full Gospel of Baptist Church Fellowship, and commissioned through as an apostolic teacher. And we're a senior prophet, a prophet you can trust. Amen. And we thank God that we know that God has a mandate for us to raise up leaders. So we are training leaders, young leaders, amen, from 18 to 45. Listen to me. If that's you, you want to connect, you want to get over here so that we can talk to you about developing into a leader, a future leader. Don't you know that most of the young men that we have trained, we call them the Mod Squad, they're now our managers running things. They've been promoted to supervisors. They're running things and overseeing things because of the teachings and development that we do here. Everything that we teach is transferable. You can take it to corporate. You can take it to your business, home. It'll work for you. And that's what we do. Amen. I want to encourage you to sign up and connect to Leaders Live Generously Academy. Listen, I'm so excited about it because we've just finished it. Amen. The website is ready. The academy is ready. And we need you to be a part of the academy. I need you to sign up. You know, it matches the book, Live Generously. And now we have Leaders Live Generously Academy. Oh, my God. If you want to be successful, if you want to have your faith, and you want to have your family and not lose any of them, then you need Leaders Live Generously Academy. Amen. I want you to check out our commercial that we have put together just for you on Leaders Live Generously. And at the end, I want you to sign up. We'll be right back. Check it out. My name is Anthony D. Shannon, Sr., International Certified Leader, Speaker, Trainer, and Coach. Certified by John Maxwell and Samuel Chad. I am also the founder of Leaders Live Generously Academy and Anthony D. Shannon Consulting Group, the number one platform to help you overcome past failures, release your self-doubt, and shatter fears. You will reach your maximum potential and achieve high results in your life and your business. You see, my mission is to help you become the best you that you can be. Over 25 years of corporate experience, from sales positions to district vice president and even vice president positions with sales companies. I have been responsible for overseeing the success of training departments with over 3,000 employees. I've had the opportunity to create and deliver world-class, award-winning presentations on global stages and corporate platforms across North America. You see, my passion in life is growing and equipping others to do remarkable things and lead significant and fulfilled lives by overcoming and winning. You know, there's no greater mission for me, period. My motto is, everyone has a purpose. So you need to find your purpose and start living your life. That's why I've dedicated my life to teach and encourage people to win. You see, what separates me from the competition, I'll be flat out, it's honesty, it's integrity, it's relevance, it's passion, and it's care. We get results. I always say to live is to grow, and to grow is to change, and change is necessary for sustained success. You know, no matter the business you have, a sports team, corporate, management, or self-employed, if you are ready to unlock your full potential and win in life while serving others at the highest level, I want you to go right now to Anthony D. Shannon, ConsultingGroup.com or LeadersLiveGenerouslyAcademy.com. Wow, welcome back, welcome back. I want to thank you, amen, even right now for signing up. I promise you this, you will not be disappointed. And I guarantee your life is going to change. I promise you that. Well, listen, we're back for round three. You know, if this was if this was baseball, all we have to do is get up to bat, all right? Out of 10 times, all I got to do is hit the ball three. Amen. As long as I got a 300 batting average, I'm a good baseball player, but not in the business we're in. We're in the business of influencing people. We're in the business of inspiring people. We're in the business of preaching to people. And you can't miss it, not one bit. And you know, if you cooking for folk, you can't miss it. You got to hit it every single time. Well, let me tell you something. If you have been watching this series, if not, I need you to watch it. You know why I need you to watch it? Because I need you to hear that sometimes in your life, there's going to be opportunities that look like an unfair exchange. But if you can get beyond that unfair exchange, then I guarantee you, your future, your destiny is right in your hands. Look at opportunities as a seed. And if you would plant that seed, you will birth a major harvest. Would you welcome back my friend, my brother, the pastor, the teacher, the chef like no other. Y'all heard him. Intellectual, smooth, relevant, current. That's right. He's pedagogy. That is no other than my friend, Chef Amir Natson. Welcome back, my brother.
Love you, Prophet. I appreciate you. Honored to be back. Super excited still about this moment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, listen, we have talked about who you are.
Yes, sir.
We talked about your parents. We talked about how you, from Muslim background, discipline, understanding the Quran, understanding, but made a choice to be a Christian, a believer, one who feels God, have a relationship with God, then evolving into going to culinary school, then taking on an assignment that looked like an unfair exchange. But birthed from it, you became the chef to Beyonce. How long did you do that with them, and who else have you done and worked for?
So I traveled, the period that I was with Beyonce was when her and Jay-Z actually were courting and then got engaged and later got married. So I catered their wedding, their, you know, all of the children's baby showers and birthday parties. But of course, from the opportunity of cooking for them, I mean, the list is so long. The Will Smiths of the world, the Obamas of the world, the Queen Latifahs. I was with LeBron James for about 7 months.
Wow.
Working on a special diet project. Floyd Mayweather, Kevin Durant. I mean, you name
Oprah.
Oprah. Gayle King, of course. You can't mention Mama O without Gayle being in the room.
They tied it in tight.
I mean, the list just goes on and on. God has really blessed me. Through food to prove to the world that I have more to bring to the table than just food.
Wow.
But God has been very faithful to me.
What is it about food that wins the heart of many? If you can't get in the door, you ain't got enough money.
Yeah.
If you can't get in the door because you don't know somebody, you can't get in the door because you're not a New York Best Times seller, you can always get in that dough if you know how to cook. What's the secret to that? And not only that, what's the difference between the modern day cooking versus old time cooking? Mom and them had that iron skillet, and it did something to that food. Talk to us about it.
So it's interesting you say that, but for me, food was my way to the table. It was bigger than food, but I understood that I had a gift that could get me in the room. And so food was that.
Okay.
You know, I could preach, I could do ministry, I could articulate, but I knew that I had a gift in the food space.
Okay.
That it would open doors for me that none of my other gifts and or talents or trades could. And so I used that gift that God had given me by, of course, using wisdom to get into the spaces that I knew God would make room for my gifts.
Okay. I like that.
You know, to answer your question, the secret to my success in the food space is I'm still cooking that food grandma and them made.
Okay.
We've modernized it. You know, perhaps we figured out a way to plate meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and collards, or fried pork chop with gravy and collards, and
yes,
you know, a rice and bean. But you know what our ancestors, what mm-hmm. grandma, what the elders did with food is they cooked from their souls.
Mm.
They cooked with love.
Okay.
And it translated from their hand, from their hearts to their hand, mm. and then from their hand to the pot.
So is there an energy?
Oh,
is
absolutely.
There a spirituality absolutely. Connected when you say cook from the soul? Wow.
The word organic means once living. So when you're handling food, mm-hmm. there are people that are vegan that choose not to eat animal mm-hmm. products. But for those of us that do, the chicken was a once living organism
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that, you know, was sacrificed mm-hmm. and so, or killed. To
yeah,
be
once
eaten.
Alive, yeah.
So you want to handle, even though it's no longer living,
mm-hmm.
if you handle the chicken breast wrong,
yeah,
it just doesn't come out right.
Wow.
Like if somebody who doesn't really want to cook and it's just yeah. a chore, I just got to cook, feed these kids, cook, feed my husband,
yeah.
cook, feed my wife, I hate cooking, all right?
Yeah.
And that food comes out bad every time.
Every time.
But when the energy that goes into the food
mm-hmm.
that then translates on the plate
yeah.
comes through, you hit it in the first bite, you're like, man, what did you, you,
right,
you
right.
know, you say you put your foot in this.
Mm-hmm.
That really means that you put your soul.
Wow, you put your soul in it.
Yeah.
And people can sense it or
you can feel it.
It tastes better.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There's no
Absolutely.
Question about that.
Absolutely.
When somebody cook and they got you in mind.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's
yep.
a difference.
Yep.
Talk about them cast iron skillets. What's in them things?
Well, you know, what happens, so there's the cast iron and mm-hmm. these, there's the cast aluminum.
Okay.
But they absorb the flavors that are
They
cooked
absorb
in them.
The flavors.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is why you're not supposed, you don't wash a cast iron. You wipe it and then you re-oil it.
Okay, explain that. You said absorb the flavors.
Yeah. So
how does it do that? It's like it's alive or something?
Well,
or
it's porous. It's porous.
Oh, it's porous.
So if you're cooking in a non-stick pan,
mm-hmm.
it has, you know, Teflon in it. So the flavor doesn't get
stick
to get
in
into
there
the
nothing.
Pan. It doesn't
oh.
stick.
Okay.
Because whatever you clean out of it comes right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But because the cast iron is porous,
mm-hmm.
when you're cooking in it, the heat opens up the pores. You would only be able to see this, you know, through a microscope.
Yeah.
But it opens up the pores of the iron or of the aluminum, and that's how it transfers the heat to the food that then cooks the dish.
Wow.
So you don't clean the cast iron pot or pan.
Mm-hmm.
You just wipe it.
Oh,
you
wow.
wash it with water.
Is that why grandma and them just wiped that thing,
you
huh?
go and re-oil it, and it sat up on top of the stove all
mm-hmm.
day long.
Yes, it did.
That flavor
ready to go.
To it. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Another thing you said that I want you to unpack is you talk about plating. I noticed that chefs are very meticulous
yes.
about their plating.
Yes.
Everything has to be just right. Like you talk about meatloaf
yeah.
and mashed potatoes. We yeah. do it, you know, like, but then when you do it, it's like, that ain't no meatloaf.
Right, right.
What is the science behind that? Or what's the methodology of why?
So that's the art component, culinary
okay, the
art.
Okay.
You know, the chef sees the food that he puts on the plate the same way Picasso or a Basquiat sees a white canvas that they paint on.
Okay.
So the different colors and the different textures
mm-hmm.
and how it's important for the carrot to be three-dimensional
mm.
when it's coming off of the plate and
okay.
how lighting hits the plate and the shadows. So it's really the art component. Your plate is your canvas.
Your plate is your canvas.
And it's on your canvas that you are creating the artwork. It's edible art.
Edible art.
That your
That's
guest
powerful.
Will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just translates different.
Wow. Now, something you were telling me that you guys in a project right now.
Yeah.
And the project you have is, or what I saw on social media, you had meals tasting from every country almost.
Yes.
Talk about that.
So we've transformed the game in the catering or food production
okay.
space because mm-hmm. We have become the number one caterer in the New York, New Jersey, Miami, metropolitan, and Los Angeles region.
Okay.
Because traditional wedding venues or event venues have traditional menus.
Mm.
But we're living in a day and age where an African wife is marrying a European husband.
I got you. Yes, sir.
Or an Indian husband mm-hmm. is marrying a Puerto Rican wife.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to invite their families to a wedding.
I see.
And a traditional Venetian manner
mm-hmm.
gives you chicken frances, Italian meatballs, mm-hmm. rice balls.
Okay.
So you're forced to choose these things that don't culturally represent your palate.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma don't want to hear how much you paid for this plate.
Right. She wants to know
where you got this nasty food mm-hmm. from. So we're transforming the game by creating menus that are consistent mm-hmm. with what couples are looking for.
Wow.
I get couples who say our period of courting, we would go to food trucks. Mm. So for their past cocktail hour with their small hors d'oeuvres, it's many versions of some of their favorite food trucks.
Wow.
Or we get couples that say we love barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So they're catering for their wedding, and we're talking $50, $60, $100,000 catering bills.
Wow.
Their caterings are briskets and smoked braised beef short ribs and collards, with smoked duck bacon mm-hmm. or whatever. And so we're really changing the game by understanding the need for an international representation of culture.
Wow. When you say that, and we have to look at it from that perspective, that these groups are coming together, different backgrounds, amalgamation all over the country, diversity like we've never seen it.
Exactly.
You know, it's no longer just black and white. We have all kind of cultures moving into the USA, meeting each other, falling in love, and merging these traditions together. Food that people don't even know and never tasted, but now somebody has to be able to create it. What do you do to go into creating that space that people like?
Yeah.
Is it the seasoning? Is it, you know, even though you can make two burgers, one burger can taste better than another burger.
Exactly.
What do you do to go into all of that?
So there are tons of chefs from different nationalities, mm-hmm. backgrounds, and cultures mm-hmm. that make amazing food but don't understand catering or don't have the ability to prepare ceviche for a party of 200.
Okay.
Or don't know how to make a chicken tikka masala for 200 people.
Okay.
Or they don't know how to prepare, you know, a fried chicken mm-hmm. that you won't serve for 3 hours mm-hmm. at a wedding to guests that they won't be unhappy with or dissatisfied with. So I'm very big on investing in and supporting in the chef of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're creating opportunities for those types of individuals by allowing them to be a part of the Fresh Chef team.
Okay.
To pretty much represent that second and third phase. They can prepare the dish,
mm-hmm.
and then we're helping them handle what it looks like to present it, what mm-hmm. it looks like, you know, to properly package it and put it before guests.
Wow. What do you call it, the Fresh?
So the company's called Fresh Chef Caterers.
Caterers and Events, which
yes.
is awesome.
Yes.
Now, let me ask this before we move on from your chefing, because you've done a lot.
Yes.
but I saw you in the kitchen.
Yes.
I saw you take on challenges for a countdown that you can prepare not just one dish, but we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right? And you've been able to do it. At the same time, you're cleaning as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking and holding a conversation.
Yeah.
Is it a system you created?
Yeah.
How is it that you're able to get fresh food, because you went out and cooked, bought it, then you come back and prepare it? What's your methodology of being that quick?
So there definitely is a system. The motivation, as we talked about earlier, certainly mm-hmm. is the consistency. But in reality, understanding that this dish that I'm about to prepare, or these mm-hmm. dishes, are going to help someone to close out the chapter of their night. Or this breakfast is going to help someone start their day.
Mm-hmm.
So being selfless in service
mm-hmm.
and understanding that it's not just my job to throw some stuff in a pan
mm-hmm.
or to throw some stuff on a plate to put it in front of you so that you have something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to understand that this meal, it's going to change the trajectory of your day. And if it's right, you'll come back again tomorrow for it.
Wow.
And you'll come back again the next day.
I see.
And you'll ask me to make it again the next day. And it creates consistent support while you are creating a consistent product.
Wow. And then I want to, this is one other thing I've never seen. I've never seen it until, you know, at Master Prophet's birthday celebration last year, you took over the kitchen.
Yes.
I've never seen that happen and then create dishes that everybody talked about. And all that people kept talking about the food. And the food, people ate it all up.
Yes.
It was all gone. I mean, I'm talking one, two, three. It was gone.
Yes.
People said, come on. I remember he said, they said, gone. I said, wow.
Yeah.
The food was amazing. People talked about it. What and how do you do that?
So the truth is we had nine stations that had 11 dishes.
Nine stations? Are you
so
kidding me?
Those rows of tables were all stations. And the vice president of the Brooklyn Marriott, which is their seventh largest property in the world.
Wow.
The Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. The vice president said to me, Chef, what do we have to do to get you to partner with the Bonvoy brand, which is Marriott's.
Okay.
St. Regis, Ritz-Carlton, Westin, all of those properties under Bonvoy. And I said, I'll consider it a little later in my career. Just something to do when I'm, I don't know, 45. but he said to me, he said, Chef, I'm not going to lie to you. He said, you were so cool and calm and collected.
Yes, you were.
He said, I don't know that I believe that you could do, despite your Michelin, your James Beard. We know you make good food. We're clear of who you are. He said, but our chefs couldn't even do.
Wow.
Our team of chefs couldn't do. Well, we watched you come in here with a minority, small team of chefs do.
Wow. That's amazing. And I wanted to talk about that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot. But, you know, these certifications.
Yeah.
What, first of all, how do you get them? Mm-hmm. Second of all, what do they do for you?
Yeah.
And when you get them?
So the Michelin is a series of stars that you earn. It was started by the Michelin Tire Company.
Okay.
And so there are three different series. The first star is that you are a restaurant that makes great food.
Okay.
To earn two Michelin stars, you are a restaurant that makes great food and or chef. And wherever your food is prepared, it is worthy of a detour. Your third star means that you have excellent food and an excellent atmosphere, and it is worthy of a journey.
Oh, wow. People will fly to you.
Exactly.
Come to you. Okay.
So a three Michelin star means that we'll fly across the world.
Just for the meal.
To experience your cuisine.
Wow.
The Michelin selecting process is, till this day, still a secret process. It has been for over 80 years.
Wow.
No one knows the system as to how one gets onto the Michelin radar. But there is a Michelin board that will come to experience what your cuisine is. And in most instances, as chef, like I came under the regime of Chef Jose Andres, which is the founder of World's
Which
Indian
I
Kitchen.
Saw him, yeah, yeah. I saw all the stuff he does. Amazing. And he was one that got that award or something, right?
Yeah. So he has a two-star Michelin. So my work with him put me on the radar of the Michelin board, and they wanted to know, who's this young black chef that Chef Jose just leans on and leans to?
Wow.
And so that was how I got on their radar. So the Michelin is like a Grammy for an artist.
Okay.
You have a Michelin.
Which is the highest you can achieve as an artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So as a chef, that's it. That's your Super Bowl ring.
That's your Super Bowl ring. Absolutely. Literally.
Wow.
Literally.
That's powerful.
Yep. The James Beard Foundation Awards take place on May 5th of every year on the birthday of the founder of the James Beard House, which is located in New York City, James Beard himself. He was a chef that came from under the regime of Julia Childs.
Okay.
Chef Jose Andres also was a student of Julia Childs.
Really?
Julia Childs is responsible for bringing French culinary to the New World.
All right.
And just being a very unorthodox, unscripted chef.
Whoa.
So I won two James Beard Awards.
Whoa.
One in 2014.
Okay.
And then my second one in 2020 for my restaurant, Mestizo. in Miami. So, you know, the James Beard is like, I don't know, the BET award.
Yes, right? Sir. Right.
While the Michelin is your Grammy for an artist, or, you know, Stellars Oscars, and stuff, the right. Academy Award, right, for an actor.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That to me is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We have walked down your love for food. And we found out that you didn't boil water, make eggs as a child, but something on the inside of you broke out and pushed you and was a catalyst for you to become this master chef, this chef to the stars, and bringing the cuisine that others could love. And being African American. Boy, that right there is nothing but the grace of God. Amen. Let me ask you this, you know, how did you get into fashion? Because you will take it to the edge of fashion, colors. I mean, it's amazing. How did you get into fashion?
I just always loved, my mother was a very fashionable woman.
Okay.
My father was as well.
All right.
You know, like I said, very similar to Detroit, a large city.
But he would wear Detroit
suits and, you know, purple suits and gaiters. You know,
absolutely.
So both of my parents were, you know, very fashionable.
Okay.
My mother and I would spend weekends in the mall from the time the mall opened to the time it closed.
Okay.
So I've always just appreciated, you know, just fashion, and quality clothing. It's always been challenging to have to like work with a stylist.
Right.
Because
you telling them what to do.
I'm like, that's not my style.
Right.
It's very unique. Even when I shop and
yes, sir.
Stylist in the stores, I'm like, let me show you this. And we got this new piece. And I'm like, I'm not into a name.
Yes.
I like some brands, pieces.
Yes.
But I'm really just into what I like and pieces that I like.
Okay.
Comfort is important for me.
Yeah.
Uniqueness, you know, to have something that you don't see somebody else with is
absolutely
important. So my love and passion for fashion, I would say, just, you know, derives from there.
Because I've seen you rock, you know, Nikes, and then I've seen you rock Louis Vuitton, and then I've seen you rock the Red Bottoms, and then I see you rock, I'm like, I ain't never heard of that. I know I got it. Bring it to the forefront.
Yeah.
And then the glass game. You wear glasses, it's like, man, you must have 100 pair. You understand? So it's like, you know, everything is matching or everything is popping, you know, and cars too. When did you get into cars?
I just, you know, when I did a culinary program.
Okay.
The North Public School District made me the chief culinary development officer.
Oh, wow.
And I would go into the school district and take former home ec classrooms and pretty much turn them into like culinary classes.
Really?
And the kids would be like, Chef Amir, we saw you pull up in your car.
Okay.
Chef Amir, we get them Yeezys from you, okay. That kind of stuff. So when I learned that, and it's funny because Archbishop said to me, he said he had to change his entire style.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because what you wear is like a silent language. And even what you drive, you know.
It's your aesthetics.
People, it's your aesthetics. I started my brand, and it was the Fresh Chef, because I was the chef that would come, and I would like have something fresh on.
Right, right.
But also cook fresh quality food. And people would be like, man, you're a Fresh Chef.
You know? And, I love that.
That was really where the moniker Fresh Chef came from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you've been watching Leading from the Future with your host, Anthony D. Shannon, Sr., pastor of the Victory Church, apostolic teacher, and a prophet, senior prophet, that you can trust. And you know, I'm so happy that Chef have told us all about that. But listen, we've got one more part that we're going to bring with you. Amen. But right now, I want you to listen to the commercial that we have for you, all right, about Leaders Live Generously Academy. God bless you, God keep you. That's my prayer. Listen, this is Anthony D. Shannon, Sr., and I want to take this time to welcome you to join this academy. Why this academy? I'll tell you why. Because, number one, I want you to overcome any obstacle that's in your way. Anything that's stopping you, hindering you, something that has got in your way, a distraction. Maybe you had a dream and now the dream is gone. Well, listen, I want you to know right now, take this as a sign. Start where you are. You can't say, I don't have the money, I don't have this. No, start right where you are. I want you to use what you got. I don't know what you have, but whatever you have, it's enough for you to get started right now. And I want you to create the life you've always wanted. That's why I'm here. That's why I've created this academy. See, tomorrow isn't even guaranteed. That's why you just go for it. Isn't that what Channel 4 said? Go for it. You know, Nike says, just do it. Nonetheless, it's time to get up and make something happen. I believe that your purpose is bigger than you realize. All of us were born for a purpose. So you got to find your purpose so you can live your life. I hope this helps, and I hope you get started. In these trying times, so much is happening. So much is going on. And I want you to understand that Leaders Live Generously Academy is here for you. I want you to overcome past failures. I want you to release self-doubt. I want you to shatter your fears so you can utilize your emotional intelligence. And I want you to reach your maximum potential and achieve high results in your life and in your business. I'm going to show you how to manage your life so that you can have your family and your faith as you move to success. This is your invitation to join the Academy. Leaders Live Generously Academy. Listen, it's going to be the number one platform of teaching you how to win in every area of your life. Hope to see you in the Academy.
Thank you for joining us here at the Victory Church International, where we are leading from the future. And after such an impactful and empowering word, it is now time to sow. That's right, let's get our seeds in the ground. And here at the Victory Church, we sow on principle. Luke 6:38 tells us that if we give, God will cause men to give back to our bosom. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That means that we're going to receive a multiplied return. So here at the Victory Church, we've made it easy. We have multiple ways for you to sow. And if you don't know, TTO is the way to go. You have an opportunity to sow directly into the prophet to get a blessing pronounced over your home. We have two ways for you to sow your teruma seed into the prophet. The first is PayPal. You can sow your teruma, your 2.5%, into PayPal at paypal.me/AnthonyDShannon21. Or you can give into the prophet's Cash App. That's right, sow your teruma to $AnthonyDShannon. We've made it easy. And we've made it simple. It is time for you to have a blessing pronounced over your home. And as well, you can sow your tithe, your offering, anything that the Lord has laid on your heart into the Victory Church. And our primary method of giving is Faith Life. That's right. Go ahead and download Faith Life now at the App Store or the Google Play Store. And when you do, search the Victory Church International in Westland. As well, you can also give through our giving link. In your web browser, go ahead and type faithlife.com/tvci/give, and we will receive your offerings there. As well, the church has a Cash App. Go ahead and sow your offerings into $TheVictoryChurchINT. Or you have the option to sow through Venmo at Anthony-Shannon-24. Remember, Sowing is a work of the heart, not grudgingly, not of necessity. So I urge you now, be a cheerful giver. Whatever God has laid on your heart, go ahead and sow it now. Are you giving? Go ahead and give. And at this time, we want to thank you for your support. Thank you for watching, for tuning in, for your seeds, for your prayers. We thank you, and we are blessed to serve people like you. Well, thank you for joining us here at the Victory Church, where we are leading from the future. Thank you for watching, and we never want to end a broadcast without lifting our hands and giving glory to God. Without Him, none of this would be possible. And our prayer is that the Lord will bless you and keep you until next time. God bless you.